Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Allie Clayton.
I'm Ever Maynard.
And we got a real fun one for you today, Gay Wads. We're talking, what are we talking about today, Ever?
We are talking our own financial business. We are getting you hyped for the day. We're telling you to embrace your worth. We're talking about family love. We're talking about our listeners all over the world. And we're learning some new vocabulary words. So put us on, hang out with us, enjoy the episode, and have a great day. Oh, and we mentioned at the end, but please, please, like, subscribe,
follow, like,
leave a comment.
It all helps, y'all. Oh, and I'm wrapping up my North Carolina part of my tour, but I'm headed to the Midwest next. I'll be at the Comedy Bar. I'll be at Zany's Rosemont. I'll be at the Laughing Tap in Milwaukee. I'll be at Helium in Indianapolis. So there's a lot of opportunities if you're in the Midwest to see me. So go check out my link tree in my bio.
And if you're in Los Angeles, I'm teaching a class in creativity. You don't have to be a performer or a writer. You can just be someone who wants to learn how to tap into your own. We're all creative. You possess creativity and you are worth that. And yeah, it's Tuesday starting August 29th. You can buy classes solo or a package.
All right. Well, we love you guys. Y'all are so freaking gay and we love that about you. Stay gay. Stay praising Clay. We love y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
It's freaking awesome to see you, dude. It's freaking awesome. So freaking awesome.
Awesome.
Sick. I feel sick to my stomach seeing you, dog.
It's sick, man. It's sick to see you, dude.
I'm about to vomit.
Dude, fucking I'm so happy to see you. Dog. I might shart and shit my pants, dog.
I did get food poisoning, though. Last week. I was also really hungover, so.
Love you too, dog. Oh my man, gosh.
That what, coochie doesn't get me sick. Come on now.
You ate too much coochie?
No, I had a bratwurst at a baseball game. Sauerkraut.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
But I haven't puked in years. Puking hits different as an adult.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yes, I was weak. And then it was so much snot coming out of my nose, man.
Your whole abs hurt and everything.
Puking so like,
right?
Like I won't do it for the listeners, but continuously, like nonstop, where I couldn't breathe at one point, and then I started having a panic attack.
Oh,
I
was it's
like,
the worst.
It's not.
Oh man,
my abs hurt. I had to lay down like a little teddy bear. I was done.
The worst.
I know. I'm like, damn. I got to do some ab work so it doesn't hurt.
I swear, every time
I vomit,
I'm like, I feel like I just did 97 crunches afterwards.
You stay vomiting. You were bulimic. Yeah. I'm not. I thought you were.
I don't know how. I used to vomit on the regular when I was. I stayed. I was not. Don't make fun of that. I wasn't bulimic. No, I was just an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
And so I would get so wasted and feel so sick and get the spins. I would make myself throw up a lot. So maybe I was.
I apologize for thinking you were bulimic at some point in your life. No, didn't hit that check mark. Nah. I knew some. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not gonna lie.
What?
I did try to get into that in Chicago. Bulimia.
You try. I'm sorry. It's I'm just the way
making,
you said it.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm not like, knocking it. I'm just admitting it.
You said it like you tried to get into a club underage. I tell you what, man, I was trying to get into that.
I didn't have the heart for it.
Yeah, I tried. I couldn't get into it either.
It's unhealthy. I'm not making fun of it. I'm acknowledging that it's unhealthy.
Yeah, and my then mindset, I got worried about my teeth.
That's what it was. My teeth.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have dental care.
Hell no.
I can't afford this right now. It's also a terrible mental state to be in. But, you know.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I got to do better about my teeth being home, man. I've been eating so many dumb lollipops.
Why?
Because my Aunt Mandy's got a whole candy jar full of them. And they're a little bit like not completely. They're a little bit going bad, so they're real easy
soft.
To chew.
Yeah.
They're real easy to chew.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
But why is that urge hitting you?
I think because it's like, I mean, I always am like a sugar addict.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Now, that's one thing I do know.
I told y'all, man, I can get addicted to anything.
I'm trying to. Listeners, I guess y'all can't see it, but I'm wearing a Realtree hat. So if I go into this voice, y'all know that I'm thinking about Jeff Foxworthy.
Okay, but put it on backwards because we can't see your eyes as good.
That's because I'm mysterious.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, girl? You want to get on my tractor? I'm lifting up my hat so you can just see the little bit of my eye. What's up? I got some hay baling to do.
Oh, my gosh. You do?
Yeah, it's going to be about 8 to 12 hours of work. You want to hop on in this tractor with me?
As long as it vibrates real hard.
It's an old one, so you know it does. I got that metal seat. It don't have a note.
Oh, my.
I guess you'll have to use my lap as a cushion.
Hope I don't get it too wet.
We are disgusting. Careful of the bumps.
I'm careful of the bumps.
All right, should I flip it around?
Yeah, we can't see your beautiful eyes. Oh, there's the dyke dog right there. That's straight up dyke dog right there.
Hang on.
Everybody's got to fix their hat. Oh, yeah. Looking good.
Right now, I feel like a Randy.
Your name could definitely be Randy. I only met one.
Go ahead.
I met one person one time that was a girl named Randy, and I had never met a girl named Randy before. Had you?
Well, that sounds like the beginning of a poem. A girl named Randy.
I once met a girl named Randy.
And let me tell you,
she gave me a handy.
And she smelled just like a dandy. Boy, oh boy, I'll never forget.
And I love to eat her panty candy.
Ooh, damn, you whipped it out. You were like, no, this is not done. I can yes and this.
Thank you, Second City.
Thank you for taking all of my money, Second City.
That only costs thousands of dollars.
Speaking of teaching classes, I am actually teaching a class that does not cost thousands of dollars. So,
does not.
If you're in LA and you want to tap into some creativity starting August 29th, this week, if you're listening to it on the podcast in real time, you could take it solo classes. You could take a 4-day class. 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. And yeah, I just help people tap into creativity and self-love.
I kind of want you to record it so I can go watch it and tap into my creativity.
You ain't going to masturbate to my class. I know what you call. Yeah, let me tap into my creativity. No.
Look, don't shame me.
I'm not shaming you.
Listen, what? I like to watch my best friend teach classes and rub it out. What's weird about
What's
that?
What's weird about that? I don't see anything weird about that. We're best friends.
We're best friends.
The message is resonating with me. What can I say?
So. I create my best with these two fingers.
What?
That'd be my right hand, pointer, and middle. Just in case anybody wasn't able to visualize
We're both acting like we're golf announcers today. And for our listeners at home, I am wearing a camo hat.
I am wearing a Idiot Box Comedy Club t-shirt that when I opened it, I ordered it, and I accidentally cut through the package and the shirt. So my nipple hangs out a little bit, but I still like it. Mm-mm. Which I hope it wasn't, because I was just downstairs talking to my aunt.
Wait, your nipple hangs out of it?
Yeah, I'd show you, but I know you get upset with me.
And you're just free nipping outside around the house.
Yeah, I just need to sew it. I can sew it.
Yeah.
But I was at this club Friday, Saturday. And the owner gave me a new shirt because I told her how much I love my shirts. And I accidentally cut through one just because I thought it was a funny story. And she said, well, let's get you a new one.
Hey, that's so sweet.
It was very sweet.
I'm going to be doing some shows in Dallas, it looks like, Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm pumped. I don't know if people will come out Thanksgiving weekend. So I said, well, I'll take some December dates if you think that's better. But I'm excited. Because there's an artist I really like, Chloe Chasen, and she does a lot of butch work, butch artistry, and she got a show opening at the Dallas Contemporary in August 13th, and as a masked person, and she's from Texas, so I'll put the link to it on our Y'all Gay Instagram.
Oh, Chloe.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. But, it just normalizes.
Yes.
It's.
I can't handle seeing stuff like that right now.
Okay. Well, you get horny.
I get horny.
I'm so tired of hearing. Yeah. Here's this.
Hearing about how horny I get all the time.
Well, because then you talk about how. I can't with us sometimes, Allie, because I'm about to go on a horny die trade and I'm like, damn, it is 10 minutes into this podcast and we've said horny 800 times.
Good morning. Are you horny?
Good morning there. Hi. How are you, Allie?
I'm good. I'm feeling very horny.
What a coincidence. I'm also feeling horny. We're good at accents. We know you're good at a Finnish accent. German.
I got to practice it more because I sat there before I taped that video. I must have watched 100 hours of watching people talk about hobby horsing.
Well, it takes 10,000 hours
to
master a craft.
Yeah, well. But some of the people from Finland been coming after me. They say that's a German accent. I say, if you heard my real one, you'd be real impressed.
You would be impressed. What are people in Finland up to? If you're in Finland, let us know.
Holla, Finland.
Hey, Finland.
Oh.
Your nipple fall out? What was that? Jolt.
No, I wouldn't be upset about that. No, we have a listener in Vietnam.
Oh,
I had no idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That feels
so cool.
That feels good. Man, yeah. I love it when listeners reach out and chat.
Me too. Yes. My cousin made me some I Love Titter shirts, y'all.
Okay, so I saw that group picture and then somebody was wearing a shirt that says I Love Titters.
That was my Uncle Cindy. It's my aunt, but I've always called her Uncle Cindy.
And that's a shirt you're selling right now.
Yeah. And my cousin came with one she made just for her, where it was my face with rainbow around it. And then a big bikini top, holding two boobies.
Man, that's cool as hell.
I know. They're so supportive. And my aunt and my mama and my aunt's friends all had on Y'all Gay t-shirts.
I saw that. I thought that was cool.
It was. It was really sweet.
Damn, that's tight.
My aunt, my Aunt Teresa wore a real low-cut dress. She said, I pulled my titters out for you.
And you're like, you're my aunt, but thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Teresa.
Thank you, Aunt Teresa. I love it. I love when you show up to the family functions like that. I'm a lesbian. Titters on anybody don't matter to me.
Nope.
Family
nope.
or not. Family friend or not.
She looked great.
That's good.
Oh, my Uncle Cindy's so funny, man. I called my cousin the other day and my Uncle Cindy got on the phone. And I was like, what you doing, Uncle Cindy? And she was like, picking my nose and playing with my pussy.
What? I'm sorry.
Isn't that some hilarious shit? I'm like, I want to say that every time somebody asks me what I'm doing now.
I've never heard that phrase.
Picking my nose and playing with my pussy.
I think I'm revolted. I don't know how to feel about this right now. I'm actually processing this. It's funny, but you
know. And then we were taking the family picture and my cousin goes, oh, let's all grab each other's titters.
See, they're into it. They're supportive.
They're so supportive. It's so sweet. My aunt even invited my neighbors. And I mean, it was just so cool to see all of them enjoy it so much. And Daddy was so proud.
Oh, that's awesome. And that is awesome.
He went up to get his ticket from Will Call, and I hear him go over there and he goes, I'm 78 years old. And I'm like, why are you telling the lady at the box office that?
Something happens when men get to a certain age, they can't help but announce their age. Because my dad reminds me, he's like 65 all the time.
Why do they do
that? I don't know. I'm like, do you think I think you're wiser? Am I supposed to be impressed you made it this long? Like, what's up?
My Uncle Ken drove from Richmond, Virginia, all the way to Raleigh just to see me yesterday, just to take me to lunch. He's probably drove about 3 hours and then turned around, drove 3 hours back.
That's love.
Ken and Gail. It is. Big love. And we were in the car and he was talking about something. He's like, you know, because I'm 68 years old. I'm just like, what is up with this?
If listeners, if you know the answer to this, let us know.
Let us know.
Please, we need in. Pull back that veil of mystery. Man, but that is
sometimes you gotta let the mystery be. I guess sometimes you gotta pull back the veil.
And let the mystery reveal itself. But Allie, that's so great. Like, did you feel like loved and supported?
I did. I felt very loved and supported, but I was the most nervous for that show.
Yeah, family's there.
It's like, yeah, it's like that. And then, you know, I don't know how exactly they're going to take some jokes, but everybody really loved it. So that was great.
This makes me so happy. And
just because it's like the big club from where I'm from. So
yeah,
like,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, so... And the manager was he was like, that was incredible. Your storytelling is so great. And it was really cool.
That's awesome. Damn. Yeah. We should be doing a live show there.
We should.
We need to get on that.
Yeah, we could do a little NC tour.
Yeah, I ain't got a job right now.
Yeah, I ain't got one either.
Well, why don't
I guess I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian by trade. Money.
Hey, that's great. I'm about to be making money as a comedian again. That feels nice. Good. Listeners, I'm in a place where my day job ended and I've been working in production for over I've been working in aspects of production since I was 26. And yeah. These past years, it's just been gig after gig. And usually you get a couple months break in between each season. Mm-hmm. If you work on a show, it's like, okay, well, we're going on summer hiatus. We'll see you in 2 months. And you get that mental space back and your body and your nervous system gets to reset because it's like, oh, okay, now we're not in work mode. So in a certain aspect, I'm so relieved because this job was so intense. you know, mm-hmm. listeners, like Allie and I barely had a chance to record these past months.
Cause yeah, it was tough.
It was so demanding. And I haven't been in a position of unemployment where I feel I don't know when my next job is, especially with this strike, especially like whatever. I'm trying not to let my anxiety spiral right now in real time. But I'm also so grateful that now I have more time for creativity and doing what I love and knowing yeah. like, hey, if I take a Thursday through Sunday weekend, I'm not going to be worried about answering emails Thursday and Friday
yeah.
and preparing on Sunday sads, you know, like what can I get ahead of before Monday travel? Because it affects you. You can't
it does.
Think. And then now like I woke up Monday and I was like, wow, okay. I have to trust the universe. I have yeah. to trust that it's going to be okay, and it forces you to think outside the box. I guess I'm trying to be inspirational, but also in a roundabout way, say I'm so excited that you and I can do more shows together.
Yeah.
Because I know you got your album recording coming up. And that's a focus.
I do.
And listeners, maybe this is a phone call Allie and I should have, whatever, we're here. But man, it just feels great, like... I feel like great, like a weight has been lifted off my heart. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't think
you look lighter.
I feel lighter. I feel happy.
Yeah.
Because I have autonomy over my day again. Yeah. I have the mental and space to tap into, like, for a while, I was putting my spiritual side and my spiritual rituals aside mm-hmm. because I just felt tense. My shoulders were up. My cortisol yeah. levels were high. It's important to take care of yourself. And I ain't talking about picking your nose and playing with your pussy. I feel like I'm on one right now.
But if you are, we're not
hey,
judging.
There's no judgment.
I mean,
Neil,
honestly,
what's our pussy count up to?
what's our picking nose yeah, playing with pussy the pussy count up to?
But yeah, I feel excited. I don't know how to explain it. It's
yeah,
it's terrifying and exciting all at once. So I mean, go ahead.
It's felt really good to like do these shows and run this hour, and like the comedians too, and like the club owners have just been like, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but like they'll be like, I'm blown away, like. And
it's reassurance in your talent.
It's reassurance because I don't always...
You don't always get that feedback doing 5, 8, 10-minute sets.
Yeah.
And when... I don't know how you feel, but like living in a very queer-friendly city, obviously there's parts mm-hmm. that are not in any city. When you go to like, especially these rural clubs, for me, I get a little or these bigger clubs, I get a little nervous. I'm
me
like,
too.
Will they like me? Will they not like me? Am I going to bomb? And when you succeed, it's just, Allie, it's just reassurance. You should toot your own horn. And listeners, I'm on one right now. I'm getting ready to teach this class. This is a lot of what you're... Allie, you should be tooting your own horn. You are talented. This is
Thank
saying you,
you
need to be doing more. You...
Yeah.
I think it's great. I'm trying to finesse some stuff up in Montreal for us.
Ooh.
Side note.
I got Side a passport. Note. I'm ready.
We're ready.
I could actually drive to, well, I don't know how far Montreal is
No, a lot of
New York,
New York comics drove.
Yeah, because it's not that far.
5 hours, something like that.
Man, there was some country ass people at my show on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it. And I did. I felt that nervous because there was a lot of straight people in the audience, like their husband and wife there together. And there was this one guy, man, he sat in the front and he loved it so much. He was dying the whole time. And then afterwards, he's like, he just kept hugging me and going, I love you. I love
That's
you, man.
That's a good feeling. And he was like, I'm 57.
And yeah, he's like, can we get some pictures? I love you.
Hey, that feels great.
I know. I was like, man,
you made an impact.
I love you too.
You made an impact.
What do y'all like to call y'all self, listeners? Oh my gosh. Ever Maynard just lifted their shorts up and tried to show me their booty cheek. And I ain't mad about it. I'd say I'm happy about it.
I'm house sitting in
lovely
outside of LA near a mountain. It's nice. It's pretty.
Ooh.
I went on a walk yesterday. I was really stressed out about writing. And I said, I just need a walk. And yeah. They're right across the street from this big hiking trail. And I was wearing jeans. And I thought it was just like one of those casual loops. I started walking. I was like, I don't think this is the casual loop they were talking to me about. And then I'm walking and I'm walking. I'm seeing mile markers. I'm like, where the fuck am I? I'm going up. I looked on my phone. I was on the Angeles Crest hiking trail, which goes up around the mountains. It was no loop. I could have just been hiking for hours.
Man, I bet you had a bad case of the swamp ass. I'm just thinking about myself. If I was out there hiking like that, I'd have some swamp ass. What's so funny about that?
I did.
I know you did.
I immediately came home to take a shower. I said, what a ding-dong. That was a real ding-dong.
I was talking to the gaywads about what do they like to be called, or what do they refer to themselves as.
I thought everybody said gaywad.
No. Gaywad is what they are as far as our listeners. But I mean, like, do you like to be called like a dyke or a queer or gay or lesbian?
Bisexual, pansexual.
Sexual.
Asexual.
Yeah. What do you like, bud?
Butch dyke.
Nice.
I'm about to be slapping some Butch dyke merch out. Because that was my original plan. From my stuff.
Yeah, those Ever is making, man, my best friend has so many talents.
My best friend has so many talents.
Man, thank you, man. I think I'm saying man a lot more now that I'm home.
Man.
Because my whole family says man all the time.
Man, I'll tell you that much. Daddy's 78.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he is. He'll let
when
you
is
know
your next,
about five times a day.
When's your next show out there?
Tomorrow I go to Wilson, North Carolina, and then this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. I love Asheville, and it's so liberal, and as much as I love my family, you know, it'd be nice to
get away,
have a little time away.
Yeah. Man, I've been...
It's just hard to please everybody, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To give everybody equal amount of time, but still be like, hey, I have to work.
Yeah, you do. And it's okay to put up that boundary as hard as it is. I'm sure, I don't know about you, but when I go home, I feel the guilt. Well, I'm not really here. Blah, 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 blah. I better go this, that, there, and the other. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and you... I try to help my aunt and my mama as much as I can because, you know, after my uncle passed, there's just stuff that needs to be done around the house and stuff that they just can't really do.
Yeah.
So I try to help out as much as I can, but then I'm like, okay, you're neglecting your own work that, you know, I need to be focusing on. It's
balance.
Hard to balance, y'all.
It's a balance. Because at the end of the day, if you're not giving that time to yourself, then you won't be able to give that time to anybody. You know, because you're going to be worn out. You're going to be tired. You're going to start feeling resentful.
Mm-hmm.
And then sooner or later, your work and your needs are going to be so piled up that it's like you're going to feel like you're drowning.
Preach, Butch Dyke, preach.
Come on now. We got to be reminded. It's okay.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You want to hear something sad that's been pissing me off?
Yeah.
It's real sad. And I think that.
It is.
Yeah, okay, I think that you know, we have a lot of fun on this podcast, but it's also like, there's just a lot of hateful shit happening in this world. And in Lake Arrowhead, there is a woman who has a shop and she displays a pride flag. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
And she's straight, but she's an ally. And somebody was taking it down and she confronted her, the man, and he shot her and he killed her.
Killed her. Ooh, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. And that's so scary.
And for me too now, I don't know if you feel this way, but going to more conservative areas, shit, maybe not even any areas, that like it could happen anywhere, but particularly there, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Where does all of this hate come from? You know?
I mean, I've been really getting it with this viral video. It's been awesome to go viral, but some people just say some of the most hateful things. Like, I got so mad. This man commented, "Oh, you got a case of the Downs." Talking about people with Down syndrome.
Fuck that guy.
And I normally don't,
but
like,
also
engage.
People with Down syndrome are no different. Like, they deserve respect and care and love and dignity.
Mm-hmm. Oh my! I just want to pull. I gotta pull this up to tell you about it because it's just
pissed you off.
Pissed me off so freaking bad.
Well, I'm gonna give somebody a shout out.
Yeah, give them a shout out.
@Corio4. If you're hate listening, I think you're a real piece of shit, but I do appreciate you respecting my pronouns. So respect, you hateful piece of shit. And if any of y'all know @Corio04, you can tell him I said that. Oh, he blocked me. He blocked me.
Oh, fuck you, Corey.
He blocked me. But he was a troll and he commented on all of my posts. But then he blocked me. Interesting. Well, if you know Corio04, please let Corio04 know that he is a cowardly piece of shit. I still thank him for getting my pronouns right.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe he did. He might have deleted his whole account.
Oh shit.
Cuz it says I'm at this thing right now. Why are we doing this, Allie? We're sick. We're fucked up. But it's important too to like, it's just fucking scary to know that somebody, you could get shot and killed for just supporting and loving queer people and gay people.
Yeah.
Like, why do people view us as a threat?
Yeah, I mean, we went back over to Junior's to get the van the other day, and I had a y'all gay bag, and I turned it around where you couldn't see the y'all gay. Like, I was nervous.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That fucking sucks to feel that way.
Like, I know, but when I go home, people, like, I'll hand out y'all gay stickers. But to be honest, I'm scared to have my y'all gay water bottle out there.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this before. I'm tired of being scared. That's kind of why
that fucking sucks.
That's kind of why I started this dyke merch shit. I'm like, fuck y'all then.
Love it.
Like, y'all don't like it? You think we're in your face now? Wait till you see it. I'm going to just put dyke on shit. You're already calling me a dyke. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a dyke.
I'm going to wear my y'all gay V-neck. I'm going to turn it into something real trashy. I'm going to cut it so it's real low cut. Ooh. I'm going to cut the sleeve. So, you know, when you see the hoochie mamas, they cut it, the t-shirt and the sleeves, give it a little ruffle.
Yep.
And that's no shame on the hoochie mamas.
And I'd say just cut out the nipple area of just that one nipple that's always hard.
Oh, they can already see it. I know they're confused. So,
oh my,
what?
This was so funny. So, Mama, there's been like a couple of times I'll be like, "What are you doing?" And I'll go over, and she's just like looking at photos of you trying to fix them for jib jabs and stuff. And I'm like,
I need a texter.
Mama. I mean, you are always on her mind. And the other day she goes, I want to show you my favorite video on the internet. This is my favorite video. And I was certain it was going to be one of mine. Mm-hmm. And it was not.
Was it mine?
It was you.
Which one?
Dick Ditka.
Oh, Dick Ditka. Yes. Oh, my God. I got to bring Dick Ditka back. Hey,
and
man.
Mama's going, no. Yeah. You talk about your wife, and you said, I'm going to buy that trailer right from underneath you.
She left me.
I know. Mama's going, no, watch this part. Watch this part. He just loses it. He loses it here.
Damn, that's a deep cut. Maybe I should bring Dick back.
Yeah. Bring it
I
back.
I got the hat somewhere.
Yeah, you got to bring Dick back.
I did take that hat to the ocean, though, and I think I might have ruined it.
Were you swimming in the ocean in that hat?
Yep.
Being a silly Billy.
I went to...
Man, those were... The ones you would do where you were swimming in like jorts, cowboy boots, and a hat. Was that Dick Ditka or who was that?
I think that was Dick Ditka because that was the one that was in, I think I was in Tulum.
Yeah, you were swimming in a pool and wearing cowboy boots and that shit was so funny.
All right, I'm going to bring Dick back. Let me text myself that. Bring Dick Ditka back, yeah. Swim in the pool.
Bring Dick back. Oh, yeah, you got to. I was carrying around, the bag I'd been carrying was one of Rena Calm's bags. You know, sent it to me. I love the bag and love to support my friends. And my Aunt Mandy goes, what are you doing? Why are you not carrying a Y'all Gay bag? You got to be promoting. And I thought that was just the sweetest thing. And I was like, maybe you're right, Aunt Mandy. So I switched me a Y'all Gay bag. The Y'all Gay bags are really cool, and I've sold out now from shows.
Well, how can I order them?
Yo, through my cousin.
I'd like to put an order in.
Yes, you can put an order in, for sure.
All right.
And I haven't really been selling them online, y'all, because I'm just so busy. But if you really want one, I had somebody message me that really wanted one, so I'm going to sell her one. I sell them for 20, but 25 if I got to mail them because I got to pay for the shipping.
That's the same with these hats. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing a flat price now. It's hard because then you go to the post office and you're like, how can I ship this hat?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Anyways, that's awesome, man. But yeah, let us know. And again, we do need to get our shit together on social media and we do need to figure out how to put an order form for merch. So
we gotta figure this out
right now. I'm gonna watch a bunch of YouTube tutorials now that I got the time.
Nice.
I'm gonna give myself a PR job.
Hell,
I got
yeah,
a degree
dog.
In public relations.
Oh, and I saw today. I'm sorry we totally missed it, but somebody sent us a message about being our social media person. And definitely interested, but. It seems like you're very good at it and that you're a professional at this and it might cost money and we don't have any money. So we kind of need a student or somebody in college. I mean, we can get some credit.
I mean, this could have just been said on the DM. You didn't have to put our business like this out. I think they know we're broke. We're both out of a job.
You seem very talented and we'd love to use you. And as soon as we get some money.
Late on a later time.
We will let you know.
Damn, Allie.
Hey, I'm just being honest.
I'm just being honest. It's the only thing you can do these days.
You gotta be honest, man.
Hang on. Here it is. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, so how far, so you're doing those shows in Dallas. How far is Dallas from Little River Academy?
2.5.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
We ought to do us a Texas tour.
That would be great. I'm going to try to finesse some shows in Austin as soon as I get my dates in Dallas. Because if I could stay there for 2 weekends,
mm-hmm.
come home Thanksgiving, do shows Friday, Saturday in Dallas.
Yeah.
Hit them with that. ATX route.
Yeah.
Why not?
That'd be great.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not, dog? Yeah. Dude, that
man, did you hear the strikes? The strike's probably gonna last till like December. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of rumors that it was gonna end Labor Day weekend, and then there were other rumors saying that it's gonna last till January, at least. And those AMPTP pieces of shit, they said it. I don't know why anybody's surprised or anybody, like, they said they would like to wait until the performers and writers are out of money and losing their homes so that they are forced to come back to the bargaining table. Meanwhile, they've already lost over the amount of money than what the unions were asking for. And you know what's fucked up? They're going to start bargaining with other unions. I think IATSE, Editors Guild, so that those people will get the tools they want, and it will put pressure, or the tools, the rate, you know, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So then it puts the pressure on SAG and the WGA, puts that fear. And it's like, you're not only hurting, and also what kind of employee wants to go back to this piece of shit? You know, like, we see you don't value us, but we value our craft, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, how dare you do this? How dare you be so ugly? You don't have a heart. And I used to think, well, how is your family not embarrassed? And then my friend was like, well, we all watched Succession because they were assholes and they didn't care. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably true. But they're affecting businesses in the area. And it's not just LA, New York. There's places in Atlanta, Nevada, Texas, the Midwest.
North Carolina films a lot.
So think about taking all of that money away from caterers, the people the caterers employ, independent grocery chains, cafes, lunch spots. You know, it's not just the writers and the actors. There's a lot of collateral damage being done.
And I got a movie that people had some interest in, and now it's like I got to wait to take these meetings.
Oh, that interest will still be there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Can you talk about that one thing or not?
So there's something called the Nicolai Fellowship that's like through the Academy that do the, you know, Oscars and everything through the Academy. And they got, for films this year, they got 5,599 submissions, and my movie has made it to the quarterfinals.
That's impressive.
There was only 364 scripts that have made it that far.
Damn, dude.
So that's really
cool. Incredible.
I'm excited. Get it or not, that's still amazing.
What a merit.
Yeah.
What a thing to be proud of. Proud of you, friend. That's exciting.
Proud of you.
And, you know, you're getting, no doubt, as soon as this ends, that interest is going to keep, you know, especially what a talking point now. Even more so.
And my manager said today, I was talking to her, that since this video is blown up online, that wants me to get like a sketch packet, like for that to be the main thing I'm working on.
That's great.
Yeah.
Get on it. My manager said this.
Because it's okay to write things, right? Just we can't sell anything.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like, we're not being bad people if we're writing.
If you're writing your own sketches for you to perform to put on social media, that's okay. Fine. But if you're writing sketches to then kind of do scab work for a network.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's not. But yeah, my manager said the same thing. He was like, you need to be putting more characters online. You're good with those.
Yeah.
And you telling me about Dick Dicka and reminding me? Yes, I'm going to take that as a sign from the universe.
You know what I think we really should put on? Maxi Mattress. We should put it up somewhere, dude. I swear it will get views. You know it will.
We got to put it on the Y'all Gay YouTube. We got to put it on the Y'all Gay Discord, and we got to figure out a way to do, because what is it, 2 minutes?
It's something like that, but I think we can get an editor to edit it down and make it horizontal so we can put it.
Okay.
Put it up.
Damn.
But I've been nervous to ask you about it because you wear makeup and look feminine, so I wasn't
it's
sure if
so
you felt
fucking funny.
It's so and, fucking funny.
And
man.
I look dumb as hell. We both do. Man.
Because of our vaginal issues. This is a video Ever and I made probably 12 years ago.
Maybe 2009, 2010.
2010, something. Yeah, something like that.
Damn. Yeah, that's an old one. Yeah.
And I know it for YouTube. It has like over 100,000 likes or something.
Got to get these views, baby. Yeah. Gotta get them. Damn. Yeah, that's a really deep cut. We pretend that we're...
I'll reach out to that new editor. We're both going to use that.
I think that's
Leah
great.
Recommended.
Yeah, we've been having... We had a bomb-ass editor. We're looking forward to having another bomb-ass editor. Leah, you were awesome.
Leah just got too busy.
And that's great.
Two dykes and a mic.
Another great awesome. Podcast. Another.
Yes, we got to have them on. They're so
And they're
funny.
Really nice. Real sweet people.
I love
people.
That. I love it when people are talented and nice. I love
it. It's hard to come by. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty that aren't.
I don't know if y'all can hear that refrigerator going off. Apologies if so, but it rattles. And at first it scared me. And sometimes I do think there's a little ghost in this house. Oh. I see little things out of the corner of my eye. I'm like...
That just reminded me of your frontal lobe seizures, how you thought you were a psychic.
I've just been having seizures alone up here in the mountains. Oh, must be a ghost.
That's your first thought. Has to be a ghost.
Can't be a seizure. Dang, man. Dang.
Man.
It's crazy. It's crazy that fall's coming up because, I mean, I know it's still hot outside. I know it's still, at least fall in America, I think, it's winter in Australia. You know, I think this is just a great product to have because saying that, you know, we do have international shipping on this. We do have a supply chain. But we have pumpkin spice puppy breath.
That's right.
We also have... cinnamon roll and spice pumpkin
cinnamon spice
and pine puppy breath for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, it's a few certain test markets. These are all candles, by the way. These are all candles. Yeah. We might do a body lotion. We are looking into turkey gravy candle and we're getting mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews, but I mean, honestly, it smells delicious. As soon as I'm ready to have sex again, I mean, that's going to be the candle I'm lighting.
I mean, that
turkey gravy.
And it's not the white gravy, it's the brown gravy.
It's got to be the brown
Excuse
gravy.
Excuse me, I'm watching a man walk by wearing.
Ooh. I'm just kidding.
He's wearing a visor.
Okay.
And a cowboy hat over it. Nice.
That might be your new best friend in the neighborhood.
Hey, man. I'm only up here for a couple more weeks. You want to come see me watch ghosts? Don't be alarmed.
Oh, that's cool. You're staying for a while?
Yeah.
Nice.
And
I see they got a nice place because that's one of them farmhouse sinks right
yeah,
there.
You can see that. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's fun. It's nice. It's nice. What can I say? It's nice.
It's
I
nice.
Love
Everett's
it's nice. I'm seeing Nina Thursday, my therapist Thursday morning. I'm excited.
I just saw Bill today.
How is Bill?
Bill's good.
Is Bill?
He told me I'm his funniest client today.
Hey, that feels good.
Yeah.
What did you say after that?
I said, I know I'm your favorite too.
And then what did he say?
He was like, yep.
Damn, I feel like that's breaking some kind of code.
I think he's just joking with me. because we joke, but
Bill, we joke. We joke. He's joke.
Me and Bill.
Me and Bill joke. Okay. Don't.
He has not crossed any boundaries. Mm-mm. He's very profesh.
So,
and he's normally $150 and he charges me $40.
It's so. Sliding scale. So Bill is a friend.
Bill doesn't give sliding scale. Actually, what happened was I was at the training center that he was like one of the teachers for and stuff, mm-hmm. for the people in training. And I had this therapist I was seeing twice a week, and I was seeing her for like $30 or $40.
It's rough.
A session. And then COVID happened and the training center like shut down. So she couldn't work with me anymore. And I was like, I don't know what to do because it took me a long time. Like I was on a waiting list to get in there. Mm-hmm. So that meant I wasn't going to have a therapist anymore. But she cared about me so much. She was reaching out to all different people to try to find me someone. And Bill, she got Bill, who was one of, you know, her teachers, to take me on. And he doesn't do slide and scale. Wow. He charges $150. But he took me on. He said, I tell you what, Eve really, really loved you. And it was very important to her.
Wow.
And he even told me he got in trouble for it at the training center for doing it. But he was like, I don't care.
Bill really wants to help.
Yeah.
Good man.
I love Bill. Sometimes I almost say it when I get off sometimes. Because like, you know, I tell the people, because I do. I love Bill.
I love Bill for you.
Yeah,
it's an osmosis love.
Mm-hmm. What's osmosis? Give me a definition.
Well, it's like you soak it up by osmosis. Like if there's a puddle of water and you put mm-hmm. a paper towel next to it, just at the top, just like a tip of the paper mm-hmm. towel, it soaks through the rest of the paper towel by osmosis. The water follows the water.
Oh.
So okay. By your love of Bill, I'm soaking it up.
I understand. I didn't quite fully get it with the paper towel thing, but then when you said, because my love of Bill is your love of Bill, I understand now.
Yeah. And now that's another vocabulary word. So put it in the counter, Neil.
We said when we started this, we were going to do a new vocabulary word every week.
Did we?
We did. We said we were going to do that.
Well, let me find one for us.
Yeah.
We had a lot of plans our first week of how this was going to be structured.
But you know what? We don't really do well with structure, and I think it has gone just like it should go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to find us one.
Oh, okay.
Vocab trainer. Okay, next question. Motherfucker. I'm going to say vocabulary word of the day.
Word of the day, yeah. Let's all learn and expand our minds.
Okay, we got two from vocabulary.com and...
Excellent.
Webster'sDictionary.com.
Excellent.
Elysian. Leaving elision. Something out is an elision. If the movie version of your favorite book leaves out the most exciting plot line, it's because the director made an elision.
Now let's see if we can use it in a sentence.
Well, when we were talking about the turkey gravy and the pumpkin spice puppy breath candles, yes. We made the elision of the price.
That's right.
It's $49.99, but it's a three wicker.
Worth every penny.
It's three wicks, and it is 120 ounce.
Yes.
It's big. It is
ginormous.
It is heavy. It's actually an industrial bucket size. You'll never run out. Put it outside.
And it actually comes in an industrial bucket. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like you're getting a double product.
Oh, more than a double. You could actually, it's crazy because it's wild because you could actually purchase your own mm-hmm. wicks, scoop out the puppy breath candle, put it in a mason jar, sell it for $20. And now you've already made a profit.
Look at that.
And we are all about giving back to the community.
Yes, we are.
So, or, you know, if your yard stinks, just put it out in the yard. Let that sun heat it up.
Yep.
Okay, here's another one. Lackluster. We already know what that means. That's a bat.
Not sparkly.
Boring. Frisson. Frisson. Refers to a brief moment of emotional excitement. He felt a frisson. This is saying frisson. Frisson.
Well, I guess we can't do one. We can't pronounce how we're going to teach people if we don't know how to
say it. I'm listening to the audio thing. He felt a frisson of delight as he stepped tentatively through the door to the walled garden.
Ooh.
Now.
What's it mean again? Hesitant?
No, it means a brief moment of emotional excitement.
Oh, of excitement. Okay. Yes.
So I felt a frisson while announcing our new product.
I felt a frisson when I got to meet.
I frisoned myself this morning.
Yes, I felt frisson when I got to meet Lauren Lambert at my show at Goodnights. What a sweet, sweet gal. And Lauren, I'm going to be honest. My family was talking about you and they were like, she's hot.
Oh, forgive me. Who's is Lauren Lambert a fan or if
Lauren Lambert is a gaywad and listens to the pod and told me that when she's having a tough day, she goes back and listens to the birthday episode and it always cheers her up.
Oh my god,
it
makes me feel so good.
I know. It was so great to meet you, Lauren.
I thought that was, she got that country singer's, or they have that country singer's last name.
Oh, Miranda Lambert?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. This is awesome. It makes me feel good to hear that the birthday episode. Listen to this one.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
Flocculent.
Flocculent.
What do you think that means?
Flocculent. Maybe it's something that smells like a flock of geese. It's very flocculent.
Close. If something's puffy or has tufts, flocculent.
Oh, yeah.
She for flocculent.
Okay.
You shaved your mama's flocculent bikini line.
Dog, I did.
I know you did. You told us all.
I don't know if I told it on this or if I told it on the Patreon.
You told the select few and I told everyone.
Yeah. But I did, man. Mama needed my help. She couldn't shave it herself. So what you gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, that's love. That's care. Caring for your family. You know, yeah. No judgment here. Well, damn, gay wad. I love you.
It's that time. I love you too, buddy.
We love y'all. We care about y'all. I mean, I think it's great that we have listeners all over the world, like Vietnam. That's so cool. We appreciate. And like anytime y'all come up to us after a show, it feels good. And we're happy we're making a difference in your life.
Yeah. So happy.
And
thank you to all the listeners that bought merch at my shows. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, take pictures, tag us. And
you know, we're going to ask this every time. Like, subscribe. If you're not already subscribing on a podcast, are you? And leave
the follow,
leave a review, share it with your friends because, you know, it really helps.
It helps us a lot.
And especially when we start our live recordings, which y'all just heard, we're both out of a job.
Yeah.
So our new job is full-time comedy job.
And I want to say a big shout out and thank you to Kira and Ashley B. for blowing it up in the Discord. I love how much we're all having conversations. And
if you've joined the Patreon,
our community.
If you've joined the Patreon, you do have access to the Discord. And yeah, use it. Meet, chat, you know?
Yeah.
We have fun. So yeah, anyways, I hope y'all have a great day and you stay positive. And Yeah, you just
stay gay.
Stay gay.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal queer, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
See you later, gay wads.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.